SBS Dutch is op woensdag en zaterdag om 11 uur 's ochtends. Je kunt op verschillende manieren naar ons luisteren. Via de radio, digitale tv, online of met de SBS Radio app. SBS Dutch.
Kunnen jouw kinderen of kleinkinderen zwemmen? Ik zag dat 53% van de ouders niet denkt dat hun kind zich kan redden in het water. En dat in een land als Australië, waar een groot aantal huizen een zwembad hebben in de tuin. Voor de schoolvakanties hebben Poolworks en Laurie Lawrence een gratis zwemprogramma georganiseerd voor kleine kinderen onder de 5. Ik vroeg John O'Brien van Poolworks waarom dit nodig is.
26 toddlers, children under 5. Lost their lives last year in preventable drownings.
That's huge.
It's a big number. Look, the good news is, and if there's any good news about this, when we started working with Laurie 8 years ago, there were 64 toddlers drowned. So there's been a lot of progress. A lot of that's to do with various state governments bringing in pool fencing, and a lot of it's to do with rural life saving and others making parents more aware of safety. But one of the big ones that really grabbed our attention in the research this year was over half of all parents think that their sub-teenage child couldn't save themselves from drowning if they got into trouble. Over half.
I find that really scary. Now, in my days, we were taught to swim in school. That doesn't happen anymore?
Well, that was one of the other scary things about the research, that over 80% of parents hadn't bothered to organise private swimming lessons for their child because they assumed that swimming lessons were compulsory at school. Well, in state governments, swimming lessons aren't compulsory in schools, and in most private schools they're not either. There are so many options for our children at school these days that swimming is just one of those. And unfortunately, I think we tend to think of swimming as teaching a kid to be an elite or a future Olympian. But as we know, swimming lessons should just be about teaching people basic water safety skills and survival skills.
Absolutely. Now, most schools, particularly primary schools, they have swimming carnivals. If they don't teach their kids to swim, how does that work then?
Well, a lot of the schools now that have... particularly when you move into the northern states, a lot of schools do have pools, but a lot of those are privatised. So you need to book your child into swim lessons during lunch or before school or after school. The school doesn't actually run it.
It's hot in the summer. People have backyard pools. Can parents not swim themselves? Is that why they don't think of it?
Look, I don't know why that is. I mean, there's actually been a decline in the amount of parents and children being able to save themselves by swimming. Some of that is due to new immigrants to Australia who are coming from countries that don't have a swimming culture. That's actually been the third highest level of drownings last year. The biggest level was under 5 toddlers.
Yeah.
The third highest was in new immigrant families that didn't have any swim skills. And that's sad.
The other aspect that sort of draws your attention to, can parents resuscitate?
Well, that's a great point. We did that question in the research last year. I'm just trying to think. It was really low. I think it was something like about a third of all parents or grandparents said that they felt confident enough to resuscitate somebody who had drowned or had a near drowning experience. Only a third.
This certainly draws the attention to the fact that you need to teach your kids, certainly the under fives, to swim. They are naturals in water at that stage, aren't they?
Look, they are. We've teamed up with Laurie Lawrence, the Australian swim coach from the Kids Alive program. And Laurie's in his late 70s now. He's got 5 swim schools. He's been teaching kids to swim forever. One of the misnomers in the research was that about a third of people thought that their child was too young to be taught how to swim.
Really?
Well, Laurie will say, as you said, it's natural. Pop, he can teach a four-month-old to dog paddle, to turn on their back, or to get themselves to the shore or the side of the pool.
So there's certainly no impediment to teaching kids under five to swim. It's so much more fun to go swimming with your kids. Is it lack of money and lack of time that causes people not to teach kids to swim?
We're not just talking about a sport here. We're talking about a life-saving skill. So I think they need to be looked at a bit differently. And, you know, you simply, like you teach your child to cross the road, like you teach your child to drive, I think you need to teach them to swim. I think the money thing, though, is a different one. Because schools aren't doing it compulsorily, it's a concern. I mean, swim lessons are not expensive, but, it's a family budget. It's one of the reasons why we've come up with Learn to Swim Week to be able to offer some free swim lessons. It works in two ways, I think, reducing children's drownings. One is to do things to prevent their drowning, and the other is to do things that teach them to swim or be safe in the water. And in the last 3 years, we've brought more and more swim schools on board with our Learn to Swim Week. This year, we have over 300 swim schools offering free swimming lessons.
This is nationwide?
It's nationwide. Mm, yeah. 24 September to mm-hmm. the 2nd of October, we've got over 300 swim schools all around Australia offering free swimming lessons for children under five. There's a website, learntoswimweek.com.au, and if people just pop on there, Learn to Swim Week, pop in their postcode, they will see the nearest swim school that's offering free lessons.
The only thing, of course, if both parents are working and this is an hour, that makes it hard during the holidays.
Look, it does, and we were talking to a lot of the swim schools about this, and poor grandparents, but they were saying that around about 40% of the carers that bring young children in for swim lessons these days are actually the grandparents. And they're also saying it's not a bad idea, and look, some grandparents will probably shiver, to bring their swimming costume down and jump in with the toddlers while they're having their lessons.
Would you recommend that?
Well, that's what the swim school said.
And the reason being?
They said it creates familiarity between the grandparent and the child in the water.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.